We are studying a series on the book of John. So last week you saw the Gospel of John so that you may believe and have life. So we saw last week that the author was John, the apostle, son of Zebedee, brother of James, a fisherman. He was an eyewitness, disciple, was a closest to Jesus. We saw in John 20, 31, said the purpose of the book. So John says, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So we need to understand, and you need to read this verse. We read today John chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 13. We need to read this verse with John 20, 31 in our mind, our lens. Okay, so this is our goal. And let's read with me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him naught was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives the light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came so that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, not of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Dear Lord, we pray so you give to us understanding. O Holy Spirit, help us to communicate, to understand your will for your church this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So our goal this morning is to discover which spiritual truths we have here in this verse who will help us these three things. Believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And believe that through Him we may have life. When I was reading this verse this week, I found at least, we have a lot more, you can find more, but at least five spiritual truths that will help us to believe in Jesus, to believe in Jesus, that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Son of God. And through Him, believing Him, we have life. The first truth I found was that Jesus is eternal. Everything is about the eternity of Jesus. Verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Verse 2 says, He was with God in the beginning. The idea of the eternity of Jesus Christ, of the Messiah, is everywhere in the Bible. So we see some verse. So Exodus chapter 3, 14, when God was talking with Moses. So God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. In John 8, verse 58-59, it's look how Jesus answered. Very truly I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. At this, they pick up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slip away from the temple ground. Why they try throw rocks in Jesus? Only because he said, I'm older than Abraham. It's because for the Jews, they identify, they realize that what the word Jesus was using was said, I am God, I'm eternal. And this is why. It was not because he said, I'm older than Abraham. Oh, just he is a madman, just crazy. So stone him. No. They understood. Jesus used the same words in the Old Testament. So they really understood what Jesus was talking about. Isaiah 9 verse 6, talking about the Messiah, says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Talk about the divinity of the Messiah. Everlasting Father. Everlasting, eternal. Micah, chapter 5, verse 2 said, but you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient time. The NASB call from the days of the eternity. So everything here is about the eternity of the Messiah. Colossians chapter 1 verse 17 said, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. This is Jesus. This is who we believe. Our Jesus is eternal. This is the message. Revelation 22 verse 13-14 said, Jesus said, when John was in the island of Patmos, so he had a vision. So Jesus talked to him, and he said for John, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Jesus is eternal. The second truth I saw here in John, it's about the divinity of Jesus. Jesus is God. Jesus is eternal. Jesus is God. Verse 1, still there, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Matthew chapter 1, 23, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is God. We cannot negotiate that. We cannot negotiate that. It's very interesting, John chapter 20, 26 to 28. So Jesus died. So he raised again, and first time he showed among the disciples, but Thomas was not there. And when the disciple talked to Thomas, said, I saw our Lord is alive. Thomas said, I do not believe that. You're crazy. You drink too much? No. I believe only if I touch. I need touch. I need to see him. So one week later, his disciples were in the house again. And Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. This is what you ask for. Put your fingers here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put into my side. Stop, Thomas, and believe. Everything is about belief. Believe in Jesus. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. It's a great statement. My Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. You believe in Jesus? You believe that He is the Son of God? Blessed is you. Because even if you not see, we believe. We are these people that Jesus talked about. Thomas need to touch. I don't need. I believe. You don't need. You should believe. You should believe. Jesus is God. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 reinforces this idea. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being. Sustain all things by His powerful word. In other words, do you want to see the love of God? Look to Jesus. Do you want to see the power of God? Look to Jesus. Do you want to see the mercy of God? Look to Jesus. Do you want to see the grace of God? Look to Jesus. It's not look for me, it's look to Jesus. He is the perfect, the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of His being. Everything we need to learn about God is in Jesus. This is what Philip asked for to Jesus. How can we see the Father? And Jesus told him, Philip or Andrew, now I forgot. It said, hey, you didn't get? I'm with you all the time. If you look me, you look the Father. It's me. It's all about me. The third truth we see in this verse, Jesus is the creator of everything. Verse 3, through Him all things were made. Without Him, naught was made that has been made. Jesus is eternal. Jesus is God. Jesus is the creator of everything. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. Yet for us, there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and to whom we live. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 said, but in this last day He has spoke to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the universe. Jesus is eternal. Jesus is God. Jesus is creator of everything. He made the universe. He made you. He made me. He knows you deep of your soul. He knows everything. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For in Him all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him, all things hold together. Jesus is the sustaining of the universe. It's He who creates everything. The fourth truth I want to think about today is that Jesus is the light of the world. Verse 4 to verse 9. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This John is not John the Apostle, it's John Baptist. Okay, just to make the difference. He came as a witness to testify concern that light, so that though through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming to the world. Jesus is the light of the world. What does this mean? Let's see some verse to try to understand. Luke 1:79 said, "To shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. John 3:19. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. John 8:12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but you have the light of life." A man without Christ is spiritual dead, and therefore is spiritual blind. He cannot see anything. What John has said here is that Jesus is the cure for both of these problems. He has the life we need, and this life become the what you can see, the light we need. Only through Jesus we can see. Dead people cannot see anything. We see only when we let the light of Jesus come to us. This is why in John chapter 3, do you remember when Jesus talked with Nicodemus? And Jesus said for Nicodemus, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So the thing is, Jesus come and give you life. When you have life, you can see. Maybe you are asking, what are we blind to when we are unbelievers? Why? What really we didn't see or we don't see? We are blind to the truth of the gospel. We are blind to the beauty of Jesus. We are blind to the worth and glory of Jesus. We are blind to our own spiritual situation. We cannot see really how we are. A long time ago, I remember that my father and my grandfather, they love birds. And both of them, they have the birds in a cage because they like the, I forgot this in English what it means, but you know. So I remember when I was a kid that almost every day, my dad and my grandfather, they open the cage, they clean the cage, put food, water, and just enjoy the bird. What? Whistle? Yeah. Singing, whistle, it's okay. So, you understand. So, I don't remember well if it was with my grandfather or my father, but one day, he left the door open. Okay? And I don't remember if it was 1 hour late, 2 hours, I don't remember. But the thing is, when he came back, the bird is still there. Even though the door was open. The door was there. And the whole freedom was, the real freedom was there. When I was thinking about this verse today, it just came to my mind, this is really what's happened. This bird, for him, he was free. Because he can move inside this cage. It was his world. He feels well. He has food, water, and he can go 30 centimeters for one side. But for him, he never really had experience of broad freedom. So when the door was open, he really did not realize, because for him, he was free. But the opportunity to really experience the real freedom was there. But he never took. We human beings are the same. Maybe you come to the church, even just to learn English. Will not learn a good English from me, but it's okay. But you come to the church. It's a nice community. But when you listen some challenge to change your life, to believe in Jesus, to walk with Jesus, you say, ah, no, it's too much. It's too much. I'm free. The door is there. Jesus said, I am the door. But maybe you will still say, but I don't need to go through. I have freedom here. I remember in John when Jesus says, and now I need to translate from Portuguese to English, it says, you will be really free only in Jesus. If the Son frees you, you'll be really free. Okay. Where are you now? In the cage? Think that you are free? Or maybe 1 centimeter before the door for the last 2 years? The door is here, and you're still in the cage, but you don't give this necessary step, the step of believing in Jesus. Where are you now? Where are you now? The fifth and last truth I saw is Jesus is the only way for us to become children of God. Verse 10 to 13. He was in the world, and through the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born to God. Jesus came to this world to reconcile man and God. He left his glory and became a human being, because to the sacrifice be perfect, should be a man to represent the human race. So he became a man. But he needs to be, the sacrifice needs to be God too, because to cover the whole humanity, the whole human race forever and ever. So should be a God too. We are all creatures of God, but only when we believe in Jesus is that we become children of God. We need to understand that. If you not believe in Jesus, if you not really have your life under Jesus' grace and power, you are a creature from God, but you are not son of God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 says, he predestinate, oh, Presbyterian love this word, he predestinate us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. It's not through your parents. It's not through your religion. It's not because you're a Baptist. It's not because you're a Presbyterian, Methodist, Assembly of God. It doesn't matter what kind of religion you are, denomination you are. But it's because Jesus. It's because Jesus. So it said he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. Galatians 3:26 says, so in Christ Jesus we are all treated children of God through faith. We become children of God only believing Jesus. We need to understand that. This is a very serious matter because it's about your eternity. It's about your relationship with the Creator of the universe. Galatians chapter 4:4-5 says, but when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. This is all about Jesus. So let's conclude. So according to the John 20:31, our goal this morning was to discover which spiritual truth John gave us that help us to believe. Believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Believe that through Him we may have life. And the question is, how will you to respond to the spiritual truth that you have learned today? We have two ways to answer. We can answer the spiritual truths in two different ways. First, you can say, I don't know him. I don't receive him. And I don't believe that Jesus is eternal, the Son of God, the Messiah, the light to the world. I don't believe. Or you can say, yes, I know him. I heard and I receive him. I believe in Jesus. I believe. Many years ago, when I accepted Jesus, when I read the Bible, this verse was so powerful for me because this verse helped me to understand that we have to step forward. We have to decide. We cannot stay, be under the door. It's the same as be in the cage. You have to step forward. Or yes or not. We cannot be in the middle ground. In this verse, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32-33, Jesus said, whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. This is very, 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 very serious. And I invite you to just take a look in your own life. And pray. And decide. And let God do the work. Jesus is eternal. Jesus is God. Jesus is the creator of everything. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the only way. It's not about religion. It's about Jesus. Jesus is the only way for us to become children of God. Let's pray. I ask you, just close your eyes, please, and bow your head and close your eyes and have your time with God now. And I'd like to invite you, if you for years still under the cage, you never step out and say, I'm from Jesus. I declare Jesus is my Savior.
I want to say that today. I want to receive Jesus as my Savior, as my King, as God. I believe, I receive, I know Him, I receive and I believe. I invite you to pray with me in very low voice. You don't need to say anything. Just try to pray for me and say, Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. Repeat of me if you want to give your life to Jesus. If you understood the message. And if you want to go to Jesus, just pray and say, Jesus, I believe you are eternal. I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my King. I receive you as God, the Word made flesh. I receive you, Jesus, as the Creator. I receive you that you are my life and light to this world. I receive that God, all that God is for me in Jesus Christ. Forgive my sins and Holy Spirit, come and change me and help me to see. Jesus, give me life and help me to see. Help me to see. In Jesus' name. Amen.